Blog Talk Radio. Organizer pin to start the conference. Joining conference now.
Oh, praise and acknowledge the name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. This is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and we are here to welcome all of you to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network right here on the Blog Talk Radio. We'll be here initially all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries? And to God be the glory. We'll be heard over countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, France, Argentina, Brazil. You name it, literally all over the world. And especially all of the United States and Canada, the Virgin Isles, Jamaica, Bahamas. To God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christians and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Hello, praise the Lord, everyone. Please stand by. Our chief will be with us shortly, but in the meantime, we'd just like to ask, do we have any of the ambassadors that are on board tonight? And can everybody hear me okay?
We can hear you. We can hear you, Dr. Hagen.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I'm just going to ask if you would just continue on as you normally do until you hear his voice, and that would be great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Ambassador Hendricks. Amen. 912 Avery, Georgia. I'd like to welcome everybody to the blog line tonight as we wait for our chief. But we're going to continue as we still wait on, but we're still going to continue. So I'm here tonight. Welcome all of you. It's just a blessing. Good to be here tonight. Each and every one of you. Until we hear our chief voice. Amen. So we're gonna go on and get our prayer requests. We know that we're gonna put our chief ambassador on the line. We're gonna put Dr. Betty, Bria, Demetri, Raphael, all the grandchildren, and Graven Lee. Amazing Grace. Amen. Anyone else have a prayer request?
Yes, this is Ambassador Carver, Texas, air code 832. And we have a member of our church. Everybody call her Amy. She's 81 years old. She is a cancer survivor along with her sister and her daughter. They're all cancer survivors. But she was in ICU, but they have moved her to a room, and she's bleeding in the brain. She's 81 years old, and they're not wanting to operate, but they can't get her blood pressure regulated. So if we could pray for Aunt B, please.
Aunt B, that's her name?
Yeah, everyone call her Aunt B.
Aunt B. And you said this is Ambassador Cobb?
Yes, ma'am. In Texas.
All right. Good do. Amen. Thank you. Anyone else have a prayer? You're welcome. Anyone else have a prayer request?
Ambassador Jolene Garnett requesting prayer for Alicia Riley and for Kendrick Bowman, my grandson.
Okay. So that first one again, I was trying to write.
Alicia Riley. Sister Riley's daughter-in-law. And my grandson, Kendrick Bowman. And for the first fruit prayer line.
Okay. All right. After Alicia, I lost the name. You said Alicia, and who after Alicia?
Kendrick Bowman, my grandson. Kendrick Bowman.
Okay, that's a grandson.
And for the first fruit prayer line.
First fruit prayer line.
Next. Thank you, Mother.
Thank you, Sister Geraldine. Okay. Anyone else have a prayer request at this time?
I want to ask your mother, pray for the Owens family. We lost Elder Owens. He passed, and we want to pray for that family.
You want me to do prayer request, Keith, and check you here?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
We want to pray for the Owens family. We lost Elder Owens. Now,
yes.
Elder Owens, let me tell you who he is, or who he was, rather. He had pastored for about 32 years as a pastor. And then he retired and looked around and he chose me to be his pastor. Needless to say that I was so honored. And he treated me so wonderful. I put him over Wednesday night Bible study. You know, I used to come and learn myself more through his Bible study. And took him on, you know, to be one of my fathers. Elder Tyler and Elder Owens, kind of like my dads now. And he passed. Didn't make it, but he's in a better place. And I want to pray for his family. You know, of course, they're grieving. And I want to pray for him, his family. God bless you.
Amen. Anyone else? Thank you, Chief. Anyone else? With prayer request.
Remember, Master Hodges. Amen. I think she has pneumonia. You know, that is nothing to play with, because that's a bad thing, pneumonia. So let's pray for her. Amen. She was really, really sick. I understand. And but now prayers have started to work, and she's doing much better than she was. But still, she's not out of the woods. Let's keep her in our prayers. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Anybody else?
Good evening. Good evening, guest in At Mercy from San Angelo, Texas.
Good evening.
Just a prayer for my son.
Okay.
Brandon Murphy.
Would you give that name again, please? Your name?
My name is Jeanette Murphy, and we're requesting prayer for salvation for my son, Brandon Murphy.
Brandon Murphy?
Yes, that's correct.
Beautiful. Salvation.
Yes.
Wonderful thing. Good evening. All right, go ahead.
Good evening.
Yes. We hear
you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We hear you.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325. My friend is going to the doctor tomorrow. Adele hurt, and she had cancer, so she's going to go back to see if it's still, like, intermission, I guess that's what I'm supposed to say. And just remember her in our prayers this evening.
Amen. We will do.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do anyone else have a question before we pray? If not, we're going to ask for someone who would like to volunteer and pray for these prayer requests. Do we have somebody to volunteer?
Praise God, maybe you should jump in there.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. Father God, please forgive me for the lack. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just come to you first of all, just repenting and confessing of sins, of omission and commission. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, would you give me the leading and guiding and the aid of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus? Father God, just coming to you tonight with our prayer request list, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we have our chief ambassador, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you for him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And would you please continue to bless him and be good to him? Continue to please be good to him, Master, in the name of Jesus. And we hold his wife, Lady Dr. Betty, before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, the woman of God, we just thank you, thank you, thank you for her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, would you grant her all the desires of her heart, Lord God, and we thank you for it, Lord God.
Yeah.
And we hold the children before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Just asking that you will continue to be good, continue in the name of Jesus to bless them and grant them the desires of their heart, Lord God, in any area that they may be needed, where you may be needed, Lord God, would you please help them? And we thank you. We praise your name for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And the grandchildren, Lord, we hold them before you, the little ones, Lord God, the little people. We praise your name for them, Lord God. Would you please, in the name of Jesus, continue to bless them in their health and in all things, in all areas where they need blessing. And, Lord God, we just praise your name for the grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I didn't get the name, Lord God, but the lady with the cancer issue that Sister Renee was talking about, saying if it's in remission, Father God, by your wounds, Lord God, would you please heal her and keep everything on track and keep everything going according to your plan, Lord God? Would you just bless this woman as only you can, Lord God? We know you're not short of your word, Lord God. If you heal me of cancer, Lord God, I know that you wouldn't do something for one child and will not do it for the next. So, Lord God, I just praise you and I thank you for the remission, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I praise you for, Lord God, all the other prayer requests, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Brother Owens and his family, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, first of all, for his home going, Lord God. I thank you and praise you for his legacy in his life, Lord God. I thank you that he was a true man of God. I thank you that I had the opportunity to meet him. He's very genuine and sincere, Lord. I praise your holy name for the righteous man of God. Lord God, I thank you that he's in your kingdom now, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, would you please bless his wife and keep her prop or any side where she may be leaning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, would you continue to be good to her, Lord God, as you've been good for. And I thank you that she is a true woman of God. And I also had the pleasure of meeting her, Lord God, when I visited Amazing Grace. And I just bless your name for the sincere, true saints, Lord. Just bless that family as only you can, God. You know what they stand in the need of. And I just thank you. I thank you and I praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, would you bless every family member that's connected to this family, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I just praise your name for him, Lord God, and I thank you again for him being in your bosom. Oh, God, I just praise you for that, and Lord God, and we know that's where he is, and we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for his life and serving you, God. I praise your name for him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, the other prayer request that's before you, Lord God, where I didn't get the names, Lord God, Father, I ask you in the mighty name of Jesus, would you let your will be done in accordance to each prayer request that went up, Lord God. Your will, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. And I do care about the prayer request, Lord God. I just wasn't prepared coming in from Bible study, and I should have been prepared, Lord God. Just, would you please just forgive me, Lord, and I ask you again in the name of Jesus, would you please, please, in the name of Jesus, bless all other prayer requests. Lord God, would you bless these people one by one in the name of Jesus? And also, would you bless them collectively? Lord God, would you bless their families also in the mighty name of Jesus? And Lord God, you know what they need, Lord God. You are their creator. You are their author and the finisher of their faith, Lord God. I don't know nothing, but God, you know everything. And I just thank and praise you, Lord God, and would you bless every ambassador. And, Lord, I ask special blessings over Sister Gina Hodges, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we know that pneumonia is nothing to play with. Lord God, I just ask that you would shut the back door on the enemy where her body is concerned. And, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would touch her, my sister, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, In the name of Jesus, Lord God, would you go in? You are the great physician. You have never lost the case. Father God, and I just thank you for that, Lord God. We know she works faithful in the vineyard. Lord God, we know that, God. And this is just an attack from the enemy to try to hold her back, God. But Father God, would you continue in the name of Jesus? Raise Sister Gina Hodges up, Lord God. Would you just go inside and clear any viruses, germs, infections, and anything that's trying to linger? And we thank you again for shutting the back door on the enemy, God. Father, I just ask special blessings over the mother of the nation, Dr. Patricia Stern, and her companion, Mr. Gary Stern. I just ask blessings over her children and grandchildren in the name of Jesus. And thank you for bringing the grandchildren out of harm's way. I thank you for what you did for them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for giving them safe places to go and the roommates and stuff that needed places, Lord. I thank you for the open doors. I bless your name for the help that was given to those youngsters at college in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask special blessings over every ambassador elect, Lord God. Sister Lucille, Lord God, comes to my mind. Would you please bless her and continue to be good? And we thank you for everything that you've done for her. We thank you that you're raising us up. You are calling us higher in you, Lord God. And we thank you for our growth. We appreciate that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just bless your holy, matchless, mighty, magnificent, ultra awesome name, God. I just bless you, bless you, bless you. I ask special blessings in my household over my three grandchildren, Lord God, and over my three adult children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I just ask blessings over my husband, Lewis Brown Jr. Lord God, I thank you. He's 60 years old, and I thank you for being good to Lewis, Lord God. In the midst of his unfaithfulness, Lord God, you remain faithful to my husband, and I praise your name for that, God. I just thank you, and I glory in you for what you're going to do in his life, Lord God. In Jesus' name, I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything and all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, be God, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We just honor you tonight, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord, we ask you to forgive us, Lord, of anything and everything you may have said or done that wasn't quite right in your sight. Please forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praises, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for our chief ambassador.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Lord God, that I'm on my own feet, Lord
It's the devil. He doesn't want you to get that. He wants to keep you in debt all of your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So evidently somebody spoke to my heart and said, tell my people to get all of their debts. Don't run from them, but get every debt that they have and put it down and add them up and bring them to me, God said. I recognize that was the voice of God. It wasn't the devil that said that to me, because he wants to keep you in debt. It's God, Jehovah, who wants you to be out of debt. One of the reasons, because he created you to praise him. And the devil let us get in so much debt to really bog our praise down. Because the enemy knows that if the saints really open their mouths and praise him with freedom and praise him and gloriously praise him, it will make him lose his power. See, that's, you got to understand, he strategizes and he sets us up for certain things. So it was the Lord that spoke to me and told me to tell you to bring your debt and get it all. Don't hide from it. Don't try to look over it. But get all of it and bring it unto him. And God said he wanted to make you debt free. Now, I set all that up to say this. If you didn't do that, and the Lord spoke it and said it, the children of Israel didn't make it to the promised land because of their unbelief. If you believe it, why didn't you do it? That's a simple question. If you believe it, why didn't you do it? I don't want you to miss the promised land, miss heaven, simply because of your unbelief. When God gives you something and tells you to do something that's going to bless you, do it. Don't let the devil rob you of it. And do it because God wants to set you free from what the enemy is trying to do to you. Amen. Well, if you have it, let's lift it up to God. If you got your oil, put some on your fingertips and stick that oil. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Get that oil on those debts. Let me pray. Father, I don't claim to be nothing except your son. I'm not trying to be no wonder. I don't want people to marvel at nothing I'm doing. I want them to marvel at what you're doing. And the only reason why I'm demonstrating this by having them fit the oil on those debts is because I read in the Word of God where you spit on the ground and made clay and put it on somebody's eyes, it got healed. You put it in my heart and tell them to take that blessed oil and flick it on those, every one of those bills. Amen. Flick it on there. You don't have to saturate it with a lot of oil all over it and all that kind of stuff. Just take your fingertips and flick a little bit so that it goes on those bills. In the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you, as you gave me this, Lord, to tell your people to bring that to, may I ask you one question? Is there anything too hard for you, God? No.
No,
God. I gave a testimony last night of how we left Texas with $275,000 worth of debt. But right because we live in that type of, you understand?
Yeah.
But I'm asking you, in the name of Jesus, as you bought $205,000 worth of debt off of me and Lady Betty, God, you have no respect of person. If you did it for me, you can do it for your other sons and daughters everywhere. God, I don't know what that debt is. I think one person had a $70,000 hospital bill. That ain't nothing for God. I've heard him do more than that and just overnight wipe out $100,000. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, as they present these bills to you, would you let your anointing fall on every one of them? Oh, God, even as I hold mine up to you, thank you for it, Lord. Let the anointing fall on every one of these bills in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
God, one by one, there, God, in the name of Jesus, wipe them out and let these people become debt free so they can be free to praise you more. It was kind of like that request of the children of Israel, and you granted that request that they may go out there and worship you with freedom. I'm asking you to wipe these debts out that these people may worship you with freedom. Wipe every one of these debts out in Jesus' name and make them completely debt free. We'll give you glory. And in the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord. We're not, don't want to be named of that sin of unbelief. No, we believe you because we read in Matthew 17 and 20 that if we have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we can speak to the mountain and command that it would be moved, and it shall be removed, God. And nothing shall be impossible unto those who believe. We heard the Lord in Matthew 21, I believe in 21. Yeah, if you have the faith and doubt not, it shall be done unto you. Don't let us be named, any of us, Lord, as having the sin of unbelief. You said that, Lord, bring the debt to you, and you will wipe it out. Help us not to doubt you, but help us to believe that you're going to do exactly what you said.
Yes.
And it shall be done. Now, hold that debt up. I'm asking God to let the Holy Ghost and the anointing lay his hands on those deals. Oh, God, every one of them. Why am I asking to let the anointing lay his on those deals? Oh, the anointing destroys every yoke. And I'm asking you in Jesus' name to destroy all these yokes. This yoke here, that yoke there, every one of those yokes, destroy and completely wipe them out. Lord, baffle the minds of these saints to see the miracle working power. Let them wonder what happened on that. How did that come to pass? And the answer be nothing but God did it. Let's see what the answer would be. God did it. Wipe them all out. I don't care how big they are or how small they are. Wipe them all out and let these people see them vanish before their own eyes and worship you with freedom, adoration, praise, and give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Find all of these bills. And I wipe them out so the obstacles. I speak it in the name of Jesus that all these persons shall be debt free. And I believe, oh God, and why I have a smile on my face in this prayer that I'm praying right now. Thank you so much. In a glorious and magnitudinous way. Thank God. And everybody who believes that prayer, and you're not going to be caught up with the sin of unbelief, just say, Lord, thank you for blessing me. Thank you.
Thank you for blessing me.
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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Now, I would have a little fun with y'all a little bit here. I remember I came in and my mother was so sick.
Yeah.
I said, Mama, I want to have a contest. She said, contest? What is it, boy? I said, Mama, I said, let's have a contest. She said, what is it, Bernard? I said, Mama, let's see who can go to sleep the quickest. What? What are you talking about? I said, let's see who can go to sleep the quickest. You know, you can sleep, Mama, but I want to see who can you beat me? Let's see who can go to sleep the quickest. And She said, all right. I said, on the mark. She sat there looking at me. Get set. Ready. And before I knew it, I heard her go,
mm-hmm.
It was already asleep. And then she had another nerve. When she woke up, she looked at me. She said, did I win?
Mm-hmm. We
want to
have a Lord. Bless the Lord.
I want to have a contest with you. I don't know what your debt is. I don't know, you know, how much it was or whatever. But I want to see who can come back to the line with the praise report one day and give the praise report that God wiped out all of your debt.
Yeah.
Man, I want to see who can do that. And tell us that the Lord made you debt free.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I claim in the name of Jesus. I'm
first. Thank you. I claim it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Yes, God.
We'll see. We'll see. Just give the anointing time to work, and you'll see. Amen. Because the Lord anointing destroys every yoke. And this is, oh my God, I got this from the anointing. I want to declare every one of your bills yokes. That's what I'm going to declare. They're
thank
yokes.
You, Jesus.
Thank you.
That you see on this prayer line right now, on this blog line, every one of them, would you let them become yokes in the name of Jesus? If they're not yokes, let them become yokes. Thank God, because I know that the word says the anointing destroys every yoke.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Claim the Jesus name.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you. To come back to the line, whether it's the prayer line or the blog line, and let us know that what God did, that God made you debt free. Now, I'm not talking about he wiped one of those debts away. I'm talking about when he wipes them all away.
Hallelujah.
And back to sleep. It may be me before you. I don't know. You might come back on one of these prayer lines on the blog line and say, Dr. Johnson. I say, yes, I hear you. Can I ask you one question? And I said, yes, you may. What is it? And you asked me, did I win? You might win.
Hallelujah. All right. Oh, hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all one more thing before we go tonight. I want everybody, I got a club going. Now, don't put me in hell. My club is called the Right Here Club. I need every one of y'all to join my club. And let me explain what my club is all about. It's called a Right Here Club. I told y'all once before or twice that every time you come in the house, don't let the devil make you think you losing or you getting more forgetful than ever before or you losing or you
right.
Going down and all that kind of stuff. You got to understand you things by osmosis. You've been doing it for 50 years the same way.
Yes.
And now you don't even think about where you lay your purse. You don't even think about where you put your keys. You don't even think about where you put that money. Sometimes some of y'all are hidden money so well, so you don't know where you hid it. Amen. So when you put things down, I want you to think about it. Think about it. When you put those keys down, here's my club. When you put the keys down, say, I'm laying them right here. You think about it when you're laying them down. I'm laying them right here. You don't do it by osmosis because you've been doing it so long you don't even think about it. But put it right there and when you know you put it. And think about it when you put it down and say, I'm laying it right here. If you want to remember something, point to the side of your head, your brain, and say, I'm putting it right here. And see that you remember it better. All right? And when you put your purse down nowadays, say, I'm putting it right here. Don't wonder if you left it in the car or not. Say, I'm leaving it right here. Mm-hmm. Everything you laying down nowadays, I just want you to try to say, I'm putting it right here. It's helped me a whole lot. I was the first member of the Right Here Club, and I want y'all to be a Right Here Club member. Just every time you think about something and you do something, look at what you're doing. because the enemy comes to make you think you're getting too old now to remember. No, 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 no. You've just been doing it so long, you don't think about what you're doing, because you just do it by osmosis, and it ain't nothing to you. But I want it to be something to you. Just join this club and put it right here or right there. If you're taking it with you, I'm taking it with me. Just remind yourself, I'm taking my purse with me. But if you're going to leave it there with your daughter, I'm leaving it with you, Cecilia, or whatever her name is. Leave it with her. But you're leaving it right there. I'm leaving it with you.
Yeah.
So when you come back to the car, you're not wondering if you left. You know where you left it. You left it with Cecilia because you thought about it. That's the only problem. You've done it so long until you just don't really think about it no more. You do it. You got other bigger fish to fry. But just do the right here and go and fry your other fish. Incidentally, I like buffalo. If you don't fry yourself, but that's just off the cuff. God bless you. May y'all have a wonderful night. And just remember that I keep reminding you every time this is my song. I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Not about any type of tune or anything. It's just the words. It's gonna be all right, regardless of what you're going through. It's going to be all right. God bless you.
Dr. Nance.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I want to give you a word of encouragement. I want to let you know, I have to tell you tonight, amen, that I think that you are a phenomenal teacher. I recognize good teaching. Amen. I've been under good teaching all my life. My husband is a phenomenal teacher. But as I watch how the Lord uses you in teaching, you make it so plain, so interesting. A lot of people don't like to read Old Testament, but you make it so plain and so down and out spirit. And so I needed to let you know that tonight that I glean a lot from your teaching and the way, the strategy that you use to get our attention. So God bless you, sir. Amen. For that. That's a gift. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. And I appreciate it very much because if
you
have that gift, when, you know, I'm older than you, and it takes something to keep my attention, and you keep my attention. Amen. And I thank God for that. You know how you're used to good preaching and good church, and if you're not in a service where you're not getting what you want, you lose it. You got to get what you want. So I just want to let you know that I know good teaching, and you are a phenomenal good teacher, and I thank you for it.
Well, that encourages me. I needed that, Mother. I needed more than you know to hear that. Amen. I'm going to tell you some things I'm going through right now, but I needed that. Thank you so much.
That you're on the right. I know word, and I know those settings and everything. I've been a teacher and been up in good instruction all my life, and I recognize good teaching. I like the method and the way, and when I mean strategy, good strategy, amen, that the Lord uses you with to bring out the word of God and to get the people of God excited about what is happening in their life. It's already there, but to stir it up, to let them know what is going on. And so I certainly appreciate the good teaching.
And may I say something to you? I got a message from you the other day. The Lord gave me a message. I'm going to preach it, if possible, sometime this week, I think Friday. But I got a message. It told the church on Sunday. And I got it from something you said. And it's called Don't Cry, Just Smith. Amen.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
We'll try to bring it Friday, the Lord says. I might be bringing it before then, but don't cry.
Well,
just this
Thursday, Friday. Amen. If it's not tomorrow, it will be Friday.
Yes, it will. Right. I want to let y'all go. I held y'all long enough.
That's good. You keep our attention. When you know when you're keeping the people's attention is when they stay. Nobody is going nowhere tonight. They're not going, they're going to bed. They're not going to church. They're not going to the store. You know, they're not even going. You're talking about the elect now. We ain't going to no Walmart, nowhere. We're going to bed. Amen. And walking around. No, you didn't keep them going. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Nobody is going to somebody might go in the kitchen and get a piece of whatever's left to eat, if there's anything left. Amen.
This time of night, nobody has no business going nowhere. I'm serious. That's what
it's
out of debt. Because it's a condition to stay out of debt now. You know, you got
that's
to
right.
use wisdom to stay out of debt. Every store and pay him. He's going to teach you through what you've learned through wisdom. Amen. You got to stay out of the store in order to be there. Amen. Praise the Lord.
All right.
God bless the chief. Amen. If anything, it should be we should let you go. Amen. Praise the Lord. If some will hang on here until 11, I know they will. You just have to hang up on them.
No.
Well, amen. I know they will. Amen. We just have to say good night and everybody hang up the same time. Amen.
I'll be blessed. Amen. And I got a feeling it's going to be all right. Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Stern, our mother to the nation. Amen. What a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. What a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. I promise y'all, we're going to shout. You got your shouting shoes?
Yeah.
Don't be wearing no heels shouting like that. You can't even want to.
Chief Ambassador, my Walmart was robbed today at gunpoint, so I know I'm changing the one. It was, it don't matter. The devil is everywhere. You know,
yes,
if it's a big store like Walmart, you go, they'd rather rob a big store than a little store, you know. That's how the devil goes for big. They don't care. And they got by with it, you know.
What?
So I'm just saying, I know I'm not going out to go to Walmart. Amen. Praise the Lord. My Walmart is a ghetto Walmart. I like to go out in the suburbs, amen, to the other Walmart, amen. Everybody got a ghetto Walmart. Don't tell me you don't. Praise the Lord. I got a ghetto Walmart. They got all kind of security, and the security to let one person go, what kind of security is that? But I guess with them gone, you rather let them go than for them to shoot you. You know,
that's right.
Lord, amen. So I'm just telling you all to be wise. You don't have no business going out by yourself. You know, if you didn't get your cheese or what have you, wait till tomorrow. Amen. When it's daylight. Amen. Praise the Lord.
God bless all of you.
Chief
Ambassador.
God bless you.
I'm sorry.
Let's shout.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Gotta go. God bless y'all. Y'all have a wonderful night. Amen. We love you.
Too.
Appreciate it. Oh my God. Bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Good night to you.
Good night, everybody. God bless you. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good
night. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Love
good
you.
Night.
Love you.
We love y'all.
Good night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The organizer has ended this Uber conference. Goodbye.